Number 1, the site of the Arnold Homestead, at the corner of Washington Street and Arnold Place, across from Backus Hospital. January 14th, 1741, a baby boy is born. The child is named after his great-grandfather, Benedict Arnold, the former governor of Rhode Island. Captain Benedict Arnold and his wife, Hannah Waterman King Arnold, had named a firstborn son with the auspicious name, but the infant did not live. The name was then given to this son in hopes of carrying on the family tradition. According to Benedict Arnold historian James Kirby Martin, quote, "If childhood death could only be avoided, this second Benedict Arnold V has the potential to add many increments of glory to his father's noteworthy accomplishments," end quote. The Arnold House that stood in this location was a center hall, gambrel-roofed dwelling with two chimneys. It might have begun as a more modest dwelling and been transformed over the years as Captain Benedict Arnold's business prospered. In the early years, the family did well, benefiting from this mercantile business run by Captain Arnold. Captain Arnold's ships came and went from Chelsea Landing, the very ships that became a boyhood playground for a young Benedict Arnold. The prosperous family held a place of societal distinction, marked by their prominent seat in the church. King George's War from 1744 to 1748 was a time of great difficulty. Captain Arnold overextended his business, and financial troubles beset the family. This was followed by the sad loss of son, Absalom, at age 3. Young Benedict Arnold continued in good health. He was a leader among his friends and was known for his mischievous and daring stunts. At age 11, he was sent to Dr. Cogswell, a relative in Canterbury, to prepare him for eventual enrollment at Yale.